Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, your one-stop shop for everything antimicrobial resistance. I'm Beth, one of the social media managers and content creators here at I Am Responsible, and I'm joined today by the lovely Mara.
Hey, everybody.
And we are excited to have a new host today, a new intern with the I Am Responsible team, Saskia.
Hi, everyone.
So on today's episode, we're going to bring to you a few topics that have been percolating in the news over the last few weeks and that we saw and thought were super interesting, grabbed our attention, and we wanted to talk about them more together, but also to share them with you. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. The first topic, what is the current state of AMR in the world right now? This is based on some research from The Lancet. We'll put this in the show notes. That's updating us on the current state of global deaths from antimicrobial resistance, now estimated at 1.27 million per year, with a much higher number being associated with antimicrobial resistance. If you read this article, it's like 4 million people dying annually from AMR associated deaths. And then those of us been talking about this topic for a while know that the estimates that those numbers are only going to keep increasing at the rate of current antimicrobial resistant development. And so this is kind of an update on that, but also really focusing in on where this burden is particularly heavy. Though deaths disproportionately will fall on low and middle income countries, where the importance of preventative medicine and the health of animals, well, the same thing is true for humans. If they're living in an environment where a lot of people are already unhealthy because they don't have good nutrition, or the sanitation system is not really working that well, they don't have access to clean water, all of these things make them more likely to get sick with a pathogenic microbial disease, to need antibiotics, and then for those antibiotic overuse, then to increase resistance in that environment, and thus the burden of antimicrobial resistance deaths and long illnesses, chronic illnesses that could result. So I think maybe we weren't super surprised when we read this, but the see those numbers going up year after year. I mean, I think I started working for the I Am Responsible Project 3 years ago. And at the time I made a bunch of graphics, the worldwide death estimates, and it's gone up since then. You know, the annual death estimates, and now it's sort of surpassing HIV and malaria as major infectious disease concerns. So I guess just to get your guys' feel for maybe some of those top line numbers, what are your main takeaways from the article and how you're feeling right now, just in terms of the work that we're doing, this topic, are we hopeful? Are we just like, oh no, this is just disaster?
Well, I try to keep hopeful about things. I do see that the Lancet is calling for, they want to get a global fund going to mandate AMR, and they're calling for more global leadership investment because it's falling behind. I think that in a way it can get really distressing, like, why are people not listening? Why are people not paying attention, you know, because that sometimes feel like you're, you know, shouting into a void in a way. But at the same time, remembering that it's a very global effort, I feel like the U.S. might be behind other countries as far as awareness. There's a lot more awareness, it almost feels like, in Africa and Europe. It almost feels like to me that they have a little bit stronger outreach to their communities, perhaps, than we really do in the U.S. And that may be just a mistaken impression, but that's the impression I've gotten of late. But I do feel like even though it can get distressing, it's something that if we could just get that attention, that global focus, then I feel like the solutions would start coming in a lot quicker. I mean, if you had that amount of minds working on it, that amount of funding working on it, for instance, once COVID was decided, this is a serious health world threat and everybody was paying attention to it, then, you know, it took a while, but vaccines started to come out and so many scientists, so many researchers were working on it that got results. I just feel like this is totally possible. All the, even though it's a one, One Health issue. It's so involved. It's a little bit different than just making a vaccine. I do feel like if it just gets enough traction, then all this stuff is solvable. It's not beyond, we haven't reached some sort of fall point, like that there's no going back kind of thing. I do feel like there's still time if we really throw ourselves into it, that a lot of solutions can be made quickly if we just had that kind of massive world effort, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, I kind of want to touch base with Saskia on this because you are from Europe. And so we've talked on this podcast before about how we first learned about antimicrobial resistance. So I don't want to call you out, but since this is your first podcast, had you heard about antibiotic or antimicrobial resistance before? Where had you learned about that? What was the kind of outreach effort where you're at in Germany to kind of get people to understand about this and maybe what kind of actions people are encouraged to be doing, if anything?
That's a good question. So to be honest, I'm not really, really familiar with the topic. So I would say, especially like in like high school where I'm from, they could do better to teach us more about that. So yeah, I'm not super familiar, to be honest.
You had heard of it because I hadn't heard of it until I started working here, essentially.
Yeah, I've heard about like the name, but I couldn't tell you a lot about it, I would say.
Well, it's interesting though, because what you're talking about, the use of antibiotics on your guys' farm, you identified that you were already trying to sort of reduce the use of antibiotics. So
yeah, that's right. So, I mean, yeah, it's, if you hear like the name for the first time, it seems to be like a huge topic and I don't know a lot about like the science behind it, but I mean, yeah. Yeah, we use antibiotics in our livestock and I kind of know how we use it for like our pigs, but I don't know like a lot of the science behind it, you know?
Right. And that's something that we've talked about a lot, is just, it touches on everything, right?
Yeah.
So for everyone in the world who has never heard the term antibiotic resistance, to then go from that point to, all right, now we have to do something about antimicrobial resistance. So what is it going to be? But I think it's kind of interesting that you guys had kind of been thinking about changing antibiotic use without being super aware of like the science, as you say. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an interesting perspective. And maybe that speaks to the action that's being taken in the EU for like reducing antibiotic use in livestock more than outreach on the topic per se. But yeah, it's kind of an interesting viewpoint. So since this is maybe your first time in a discussion about antimicrobial resistance, Saskia, and looking through this sort of Lancet article or the summary of the Lancet article, what were your main takeaways? Was it surprising? What did you think? First thoughts?
I would say, yeah, of course, we should stay helpful. And as you said, outreach is really important, but it's a huge global issue and it cannot be solved overnight. And even if the numbers are saying something else right now, as you said, they are actually increasing instead of decreasing, I would still say I would stay hopeful. And I think one day it's getting better, I'm pretty sure.
Keep that hope up. If we give in to despair, then there's no point, I guess. Can't say there's no solution. There is one.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll go ahead and stop here for today. There's always more to talk about on AMR, and we'll come back for some more discussions like this, hopefully again soon. So thanks, ladies, and we'll talk to everybody again soon.
Bye. See you later.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye.